K-State Nation, well, you know what time it is. Another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. My K-State University's Eddie Greer, host of this, yes, other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri. All things K-State sports, whether that is football, all the way to women's rowing. It's this Friday night. Well, it will be Friday night tonight, as this is Friday, which means here we go with another Football Friday episode of this podcast. It's kind of shaking things up a little bit here. This will come out usually on Friday nights. We have what is we'll be doing all year long, and what I've been doing the last couple of years is the weekend preview to everything K-State athletics going on this weekend. Obviously, we got baseball going on. We'll come back to that in track and field. We'll do something a little different. We're going to have a Football Friday episode come out tonight. So there's that. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Hit the like, subscribe, like button every time you hit the alarm bell. Upload an episode. Y'all will be first notified about that. All right, so this comes off the idea of, and I'm only going to take a look at, revisit, and we're going to revisit the schedule a lot more later on this summer. Of course, we'll talk about it more, and I'm going to have guests on here talk about it as well this summer. Hopefully, so some of everything's going on, but staying on task here for a little bit. This episode comes off the idea of the NFL coming out. Well, you shouldn't, with all the sneak peeks and whatnot, everything comes out eventually, right? So, K-State. And for your K-State Wildcats, the new era, the Conklin era, begins September 12th when they take, well, hold on a second. Actually, not the 12th, but the 5th, excuse me. Wow. The 5th when they host Nicholls. And I'm only going to take a look at this non-con because, there's been a lot of, you know, I don't want to say a lot, but there's been some discussion out there, you know, hey, you know, what happened to scheduling the big-time opponent? I know Washington State's in here, which is on September 12th. and when you look at this first six games of the season, the upcoming season, five of the first six are at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. That includes the Kansas game at home, right? So you have those, and then on the other end of that, your four out of your last six are on the way, including that trip out there at the end of the year to Iowa State for Farmageddon, right? So you have that. But again, going back to the non-con, right? Nicholls, the beginning of September, to kick off officially the Conklin era at K-State. Obviously, if y'all should know, Conklin played here as a player, K-State QB, Heisman finalist, right? Now, it's all going to come officially full circle. The gate's going to be open September 5th, Nicholls. So you got that. So you got your usual cupcake opponent. Now, the last several years, it's been anything but cupcake, especially last year, struggling against opponents and whatnot, that you're more better than the previous coaching staff. Obviously, Chris Klieman, now a consultant. How crazy is his curse has changed in the past, several months? Great. It's crazy how all this has been unfolded. We expected it, right? We didn't expect how it happened. So there's that. But you got Nicholls coming in here. And then Washington State. I want to circle that for a minute. Washington State on the 12th. Let me see. Yeah, it's going to be the first time. Yeah, so I don't even remember. Obviously, playing a team, well, which originally was Pac-12, now Big Ten, with the Pac-12 gone, obviously. Now you have the Big Ten opponent there as well. And then the following week, the return of Tulane. Yes, we're playing Tulane again. So there's that. And Tulane has given K-State, for whatever reason, and we know this because why? Because Tulane's beating us at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. Yep. Under Chris Kleiman era. Yep. And almost beat us again. We're in down in Tulane a couple years ago. So Tulane has been a pesky opponent for K-State. So hopefully the new regime of Coach Klein can whip the boys into shape, there. But there's been a lot of talks about, all right, are we going to – and there's no dig. No dig at Washington State. Washington State is kind of a bottom feeder. A second half team in the conference there. Look, I mean, anything can happen at college athletics. I say that all the time. Whether it's K-State, Oklahoma State, you know the deal is there with all that. So you have Nichols, all these games are at home. Yeah, all these games are at home. So including Tulane game. So yeah, it's gonna be fascinating. But yeah, you wonder, it's like, all right, we're gonna see the big time game. I do remember, what was it, my senior year, Miami. We went down there. Actually, we played Miami at home and home. So we went down there the first time. Miami, K-State. I never heard of that matchup. You're like, why is a team like that? And Bill Snyder, who was at the helm at that time, oh, Bill Snyder, quote unquote point 2.0, was like, oh, we're gonna get our ass beat. And all of a sudden, this team, this scrappy team led by Colin Klein and others, John Hubert, go down there and beat Miami. I'm like, I might have to go back and watch highlights of those games, because I do remember off the top of my head the meeting at Bill Snyder Family Stadium when Miami came up here. Woo! K-State put it on them boys. Yes, sir, Michael Irvin, the Pro Boxer Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for another Football Friday edition. We're that much closer. I know it doesn't seem like it right now, but with this time flying by, it seems like it's going to come pretty by, Lord willing, pretty fast. We're talking about the K-State schedule 2026. We're just going to focus on non-con. We're revisiting this a little bit. And once I get guests on here, we will revisit it. I'm pretty sure. So I don't think, I don't think we talked about it with Alex much. So definitely we're gonna have plenty of content to discuss this summer. And like I said, a lot of speculation. That's all we can do. And particularly with the staff. Now, we do know some of the staff, but we don't know everybody, and we don't know all the players. There are key components that are back on the K-State team, including your quarterback, Avery Johnson, and all that. So, there's going to be plenty of time to discuss about that. We're just going to look at the non-con, because do you beef up your non-con? Because Nichols, whatever reason, K-State is struggling with these teams, and you are far more superior than them teams. And you're far more superior than these teams. Just saying, and the way that we struggled against them, and we lost some of these type of teams last year, it's definitely annoying. And so we got to see about that. But what if, you know, you take away the cupcake games and schedule. Now, again, that's, again, a Miami, a home and home. We beat Miami twice, 2 years in a row. And then you got to go back to, what was it, the Auburn game? Oh, man, that was hype. And I think, was College Game Day up here? Am I wrong about that? I'm not up here, not in Casey, Missouri, but out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm not sure. I know that was a well-hyped game, and we lost that game. And we had chances in that game. Do you remember that? Some key mistakes in that game. That was hyped. That was a big-time game. So you wonder about that. Obviously, you know, Oklahoma now moving to – you wouldn't necessarily call that, I mean, actually we do call it a big game, because Oklahoma used to be in the Big 12, now they're in SEC, so you could do something like that, maybe do a little split, kind of big splash there, right? Who would K-State play? I know Fitz did a daily on this, like, a while back, But it's like sitting here and saying, all right, you know, take away these cupcake games. Schedule somebody. Now, Washington State, again, this game is on, I mentioned September 12th earlier in this episode. This is the second game of the year after the Nichols game. So, Washington, what's the, you know what? How about this? So, I'm going to take a look quick, real quick here at Washington State. Let me see here if there's any, let's see if I can, technology early in the morning, off to a slow start. Come on. All right, yeah, so let's see. Washington State here's record. Let me see. Typing here, record, football. Yes, I'm talking out loud and working with this technology because it already crapped out once already. All right, so, and I don't want, okay, of course going to do that. Let me see. Let me go here, 2025. Here. Still not doing it. All right, so, okay. let's see. Yeah, okay. Washington State. Yeah, I said there a second feeder there and kind of a little bit of early preview a little bit. And no, we don't want that right now. Washington State last year ended the season winning back-to-back games. They finished 7-6. They were 5-1 at home. But away from their friendly confines, 1-5. So at least you get them away from that. But again, without how a team looks like. Because I haven't looked at it much deeper than that. So you have that going on. I mean, they played, let me see here on the list here. They got this, the Oregon State, James Madison, Utah State, 2025. Okay, yes. Oh, man, yeah. So, yeah, 7-6 last year and all that. Let's see what their big game was, what their big win was, because they got blown out in their rivalry game there. Let's see. Yeah, I think I only watched a little bit of them last year. San Diego State there as well. They played Ole Miss. They played Ole Miss tough. Lost to them 24-21, which Ole Miss at that time was ranked fourth in the nation there last year. This is the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things key sports. Sorry for the little bit of slowness with this technology that I've been working with here, especially in the morning. This slowness was coming in the morning, and luckily I got an episode already in before all this started there as well. So thank you for bearing with me during that little bit of slowness. Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things key state sports. Taking a look at the non-con. Should K-State start scheduling more a few points on a schedule there. But yeah, Washington State almost beat Ole Miss. They didn't do that. Virginia. they were right there with these teams. And this was back-to-back games. Virginia was 18th ranked at the time that I'm looking at here. Yeah, so I mean, that's interesting game. That's going to be an interesting game. And Washington State, I'm not saying, not saying that's a holdover, but from what I'm looking at right now, that is going to be a tough game. And we know Tulane, we shouldn't even discount them, because Tulane has given K-State the business every time we meet up with them, including that upset win during the what was then the Big 12 championship season. Adrian Martinez, Will Howard, a few years ago there, then when K-State went all bounced back from that to win the Big 12 championship and, of course, get that, we're going to call it the BCS Bowl bid. We're going to call it that there as well. But so you wonder, and this is, do you go back to the SEC and try to schedule a big-time opponent like that? Not saying watch it again. Not saying Washington State it isn't, but I just reeled off how they did with those games. They hung in with the best games, and James Madison is also on. James Madison, they lost to them. So 4, let me see here, 6. They lost to those teams, those ranked teams, but combined, doing some simple math here, 9 points. Nine. And so this is going to be a fascinating matchup there as well. So, interesting enough, we'll see what happens with all that. And how this team's going to look. These are all games in a row. All games will be in a row come September. All right, we know. I don't know much about Nichols, but obviously we'll know about more about them when we get to them. Washington State, we just talked about them a little bit, and we do know the history with Tulane, as as they have given K-State fits for whatever reason there as well. So, and Tulane's got a new coach as well as John Summerall. How do I know this? John Summerall, now the head coach of my other team, the Florida Gators, over there, trying to rebuild, trying to get that program back to what it should be. But there's that. But speaking of getting back to what it should be, Colin Klein here at K-State trying to get this team back to respectability, and that is to win a bunch of football games. And we're going to find out. And we're looking at these three again, speed of winning. I mean, again, not looking at like the whole team perspective right now, because we don't know, obviously, you know, Washington State, are they bringing back their quarterback? Are they bringing back big time players and whatnot? Tulane, again, I just said they're bringing a new coach and whatnot. Are they bringing back returning starters, whatnot? So again, it's something that we'll look into. Well, obviously more once the time gets closer and all that other stuff there. But do you schedule a big time with Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC? Do you go back to that well, or do you even say, hey, look, you know, let's look in the Big Ten and go and maybe even schedule someone a little bit closer, an Iowa, something like that, or schedule back Nebraska, something like that. Hey, it'll be fascinating enough, right? Or Illinois, something like that, a little bit closer than that. I'm just saying, or A&M. We know. At least when I was in school, the hatred, A&M, Mizzou, those teams that were, when I was at K-State, were still in the Big 12. Now, majority of those teams are in the SEC. I just went over basically all of them on this episode tonight. So, do you go there? That'd be quite interesting. That'd be quite fascinating, obviously. I was Washington State coming way over from the Pacific Northwest. You got all that going on, but scheduling Iowa, bringing back Nebraska on a schedule, that'll be something there. Or even like a team like Illinois, something like that, or Kentucky in the SEC. Speaking of SEC, yeah, that's a Kentucky there, or a Tennessee. I'm just kind of, you know, putting some brainstorming stuff out there. So we've all, for whatever reason, we play Arkansas in the postseason. So, and we know about Arkansas from what, baseball, track and field, the list goes on and on there. So you can bring them back as well for a regular season, non-con schedule as well. So that's just something to kind of mellow on as we, or any off season, and when once things start to really wind down there as well. So just throwing some stuff out there as well. But yeah, the non-con, we look at it, not really impressive, but when you look at the teams and really, and again, not trying to disregard the Nichols, but Washington State, it's going to be the first time those teams, University, is going to meet up in Manhattan on the 12th of September, almost said December. It's in September, not December. And they have the reuniting of Tulane again. So under a new regime themselves. So Tulane, that's going to be a hard game, because it seems like it always is. Ever since, you know, they beat us in Manhattan, that game is in Manhattan, by the way. So yeah, man. So just looking at some possibilities, you mean, to spice up the non-con there. So instead of your normal cupcake non-con, you could probably schedule a rematch a little bit of teams in the Big 12. You can bring I know, but again, you can bring spice up a little bit, bring back, open up with Nebraska, something like that, or Oklahoma. But for that matter, so hey, I'm just throwing some ideas out there that hey, if you want to really spice things up and not for your non-con schedule, your K-State, you go back to the well with that. So we're throwing some ideas out there. But the first game, not September 12th, September 5th, Nichols comes to Bill Snyder Family Stadium to open up officially the Colin Klein era at Kansas State. The Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and plenty more other podcasting platforms. If you have not already, please add the Purple Project Podcast to your collection of K-State podcasts. We are going to be coming at you. Spring sports coming to a close fast. So we're going to be kind of going out and creating content like I am right now, talking about a schedule. And amongst other things, a lot of speculation about these rosters and so much more. And, of course, we'll be bringing back our honorary guest, Alex Aiden, at some point this summer, hopefully starting in a couple of weeks. I haven't finalized any of that. So I'll be working towards that. So don't worry about that. So we'll be doing all that. And, of course, speed of scheduling. We'll take another look with Alex on the schedule, along with some potential other guests as well. That's going to be probably a total of only three. Maybe the most at four. We'll see how all that resonates with the schedule this summer on this podcast. Obviously, we'll talk men's basketball and so forth as well. All things K-State sports. We'll take a look back at some of the seasons as well from spring, including K-State baseball. Again, was in action currently against UCF. And, of course, K-State lost yesterday in game one. So we'll see, or by the time this podcast comes out, game two might be over and K-State might have lost the series. I hate to put bad choosing on there. It's just what it is right now for K-State baseball. We'll still talk about it here on the show. Wherever you see your podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all, KC Nation. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. So, cats.